Holly and Sue, who are part of the Barnes County Dispatch Center. As a matter of fact, Sue Lloyd is the 911 coordinator and also the Barnes County Emergency Manager. Holly, been a dispatcher for a long time. How many years have you been a Barnes County dispatcher?
15 years.
15.
15, yep.
So she's a savvy veteran. She knows what it's all about.
Yes.
So she's so good under pressure that when a helicopter has to land on I-94 and she's got to take a million phone calls and take care of everybody else, she did take a nanosecond of time to call me and say, guess what, there's a helicopter on 94 just to let everybody know, click. So I just want to thank you for, I mean, because it's our job too to keep the people informed about what's going on.
Exactly.
So I know you've done that in the past. Okay, we're going to recognize public safety, people who work in public safety today. So
correct.
Yeah. Today's the big week, right, Sue?
It is. The last week at the Barnes County Commission meeting, they signed a proclamation declaring April 9th through the 15th, I believe the dates are, as National Telecommunications Week. So what we're doing locally is we're recognizing our dispatchers at the public service answering point, or what you folks in the community recognize as our 911 dispatch center. Across the nation, in times of intense personal crisis and community-wide disasters, the first access point for those seeking all classes of emergency services is what most people call 911. The local and county public safety communication centers that receive these calls have emerged as the first and single point of contact persons seeking immediate relief during an emergency. The importance of recognizing and celebrating the hard work of these dedicated professionals at every level is immeasurable. Like I said last week, Barnes County declared this week as Telecommunications Week. Just wanted to take a moment to go a little further with our dispatchers, and Holly will elaborate. She supervises the dispatchers directly. But just some stuff that you folks in the community probably don't recognize, but our dispatchers in Barnes County are the unsung heroes of the public safety. They miss the excitement of riding in a speeding car with lights flashing and the sirens wailing. They can only hear the bright orange flames leaping from a burning building. They do not get to see the joy of a face from worried parents as they are being reunited with their child after they're missing, or after their child begins breathing on its own after it's been given CPR. The dispatchers sit in darkened room looking at computer screens and talking to voices from faces they never see or they may never get to meet. It's like reading a lot of books, but only half of each one. The dispatchers connect the anxious conversations of terrified victims, angry informants, suicidal citizens, and oftentimes grouchy officers. They are the calming influence of all of them, the quiet, competent voices in the night that provide the pillars for the bridges of sanity and safety. They are expected to gather information from highly agitated people who can't remember where they live, what their name is, or what they just saw. And then they are to calmly provide all that information to the officers, firefighters, or paramedics without error the first time and every time. Dispatchers are expected to be able to do five things at once and to do them well. While questioning a frantic caller, they must type the information into a computer, tip off other dispatchers, put another caller on hold, and listen to an officer run a plate for a parking problem. To miss the plate number is to raise the officer's frustration. To miss the caller's information may be to endanger that same officer's life. Dispatchers have two constant companions, other dispatchers, and stress. They depend on one and try to ignore the other. They are chastened by upset callers, taken for granted by the public, and criticized by others. The rewards they get are inexpensive and infrequent, except for the satisfaction they feel at the end of the shift, having done what they were expected to do. They are people who were selected in a difficult hiring process to do an impossible job. They are as different as snowflakes, but they have one thing in common. They care about people, and they enjoy being the lifeline of society, the steady voice in a storm, the one who knows how to handle every emergency and does it with style and grace and uncompromised competence. Dispatchers play many roles. They play the therapist, the doctor, the lawyer, the teacher, the weatherman, the guidance counselor, the psychologist, the priest, the secretary, supervisor, politician, and reporter. And few people must jump through an emotional hoop on the trip through the joy of one's caller's birthday party to the fear of another caller's burglary in process, to the anger of a neighbor blocked in the drive, and back to the birthday caller, all in a minute or two time frame. The emotional roller coaster stops after an 8, 10, 12-hour shift, and the dispatchers are expected to walk to their car without batting an eye. If they hold it in, they are too close, closed. If they talk about it, they are a whiner. If it bothers them, it adds more stress. If it doesn't, they question themselves, wondering why. Dispatchers are basically to have the compassion of Mother Teresa, the interviewing skills of Dr. Phil, the knowledge of Albert Einstein, the investigative skills of MacGyver, and the endurance of the Energizer Bunny. Is it any wonder that many drop out during training? It is a unique and talented person who can do this job and do it well. And it is fitting and proper that we all take a few minutes or hours this week to honor them for the job that each of them does. The recognition for these folks that staff our 911 public service answering point is overdue and is insufficient. And I just ask you all to keep these people, our dispatchers, in your thoughts this week and thank them for the jobs that they do.
Sue Lloyd, Barnes County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator in Barnes County here. Holly is one of those that Sue is describing who is definitely a multitasker. Holly, anything that you'd like to add to
being
a dispatcher?
Yeah, I get a lot of people who say, how hard can it be to pick up a phone and answer it? It is very difficult. The dispatchers that we have presently are full of passion, are full of empathy, and that's what you need to be a 911 dispatcher, because when that caller calls in, they're in the moment of having a nightmare. They're in their worst nightmare, and they will go into a level of shock.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they can't remember what their location is, their address, and that dispatcher has to have that patience and be able to get that information from them. And so it's a lot harder than most people think, just picking up a phone. Or if you have a hysterical person who's screaming and won't stop screaming, you gotta be, we use what's called repetitive persistence. We have to keep asking them, what is your location? What is your location? Just so, and do it in a calm voice so that we can start, you know, getting this information from them. So
I think, as Thomas Wolfe once put in one of his novels, The Right Stuff, these folks have the right stuff. You
yes.
have to have a calm voice. You have to have a calm demeanor through all of this
yes.
bad stuff that might be happening at that second. You've got to, one thing that people don't understand, you guys have mentioned it a little bit, but you have to take care of this, the folks on the scene, the police, the county sheriff, okay, the fire and rescue, all of that at the same time, while trying to take care of the phone call of the person who's upset, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We public safety, our police officers, our deputies, our ambulance personnel, all those responders at the scene, we do everything we can to keep them protected. So any pertinent information the caller will give us, we will give them. If there's a weapon present, if there's a electrical line down, we have to let people know that's there to keep them safe.
And now with the new Marcy's Law, how has that changed your job? I mean, is there some things that can't be said over the scanner anymore? As you try to protect the public and yet give as much information as you're supposed
right,
to, right?
Right. We do yeah. everything in our power to protect the victims, and we've always
done that.
Even without, we've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we can give, as long as we can keep the victim safe and our responders safe, we'll give them whatever information we can give.
Yeah, I've noticed while I went through this when I worked in Fargo, and that is, you always give out, there was an officer who was shot, and you always just give out a number, the officer's number. You never give out a name.
Right.
Again, you've always done this to protect whether it's an officer or whether it's a victim, another
yes.
victim, I should say.
Yes.
A citizen. There you go.
Yes, so. Exactly.
All right.
And they just, all our dispatchers are amazing. I'm proud of every one of them. They do an excellent job. A couple calls a few received, they were being verbally abused and being called names. And not once did that dispatcher raise their voice
wow.
or anything. And it was just amazing. They're great. They're
yeah.
great.
Do you ever get calls, when they call back when things calm down, call back and say thank you for your help?
No.
You've never
no.
received one?
No.
In the 15 years you've been there?
No, we have received a few cards, though.
Okay.
Thank you cards.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta.
It does happen.
Put a little
yes.
positive spin on it, right?
Yeah. Yep, yep. So.
All right.
But
very good.
Sue? One thing to say, though, is the dispatchers aren't doing the job for that recognition. They're doing it. You could talk to any one of our 12 dispatchers that we have, and they would say they do it because they've built the camaraderie with the officers that they work with, and they feel that it's their job to keep those officers safe in the field, as well as any ambulance, fire departments. If something were to happen in the field, you can rest assured that our 911 dispatchers would probably be the first to hang their head, thinking that it was on their shoulders. But, and we try and stress that everybody's a team, and things are gonna all work out, and everybody works together. But our dispatchers take it up a notch, where if it's, even it's out of their control, they take it real personal. And I really urge the public to, you know, just keep these people in their thoughts. They sit in the basement. They don't get a lot of recognition. They don't ask for it. And that's why we're here today, is to give them that recognition, because they certainly wouldn't ask for it on their own.
One of the things that I learned 12 or 10, I've been here 10 years, and it was 10 years ago that I learned this, and I was just kind of in shock that dispatchers and police officers here in this community had 12-hour shifts back then. 12-hour shifts, folks.
12-hour shifts,
correct.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's still
day.
Folks who are working 12-hour shifts.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's a lot to keep, you know.
We can yes. elaborate a little bit on that 12-hour shift with the dispatchers. Up until about a year ago, our dispatchers were working 12-hour shifts and manning the 911 console. And at times, there was one dispatcher on. So oftentimes, that led to problems when someone needed to use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
They could not vacate that 911 panel.
Yeah.
So now we're up to two per shift, and great group of people working to keep the county and the city safe. And I couldn't be more proud of the group of people we have working for
and
us.
And we just want to remind everybody that the 911 phone is for emergency situations only. And even if you want to get a hold of a police officer, the fire chief, or do you even have a general question, we're open 24 hours. Never hesitate to call our administrative line at 845-8181. We'll
Easy.
Help you out in any way we can.
Easy number to remember, 8181, 8181, 845-8181. Yep, absolutely. So, ladies, thanks for joining us. And we just all want to, as a community, I'm just kind of throwing it out there, speaking as a community member, we just want to thank you for all the hard work that you do as dispatchers for the Public Service Answering Point System, known as the Barnes County Dispatch Center here in Valley
thank
City,
you,
Barnes County.
Thank you,
you bet.
Very much.
You
yeah,
bet.
We appreciate it.